This is the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 7th of February 2021. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We also go out in high frequency courtesy of the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 1.865 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. You can hear this rebroadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, and in northern VK7 and VK7RTC in southern VK7, and at 8:30 p.m. in northwest VK7 on VK7RTV and VK7RDR. QSL News. A report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as the 29th of January 2021 is in the email version of this broadcast. There are some amateurs who do not want to collect cards via the Bureau or not at all. If you're one of those, would you please advise Herman so he can add you to the course line, add your course line to the list. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au, and that's 73 some Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now for contest news, Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF Contest. Don't forget to put your login if you have made contacts in the Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF Contest during January. You have until the 19th of February 2021. Details can be found at the website address on the email edition of this broadcast. And that's 73 from Richard at VK7ZBX. Now news from the north, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits of the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, which is Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 a.m. to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. And for more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. That's 354 410. That's 73 some Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Now over to the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We begin this week with a rundown of events last Wednesday night, TechNet session. So over to Nick of VK7 Whiskey Whiskey to bring you up to speed. This is the 40th net night that Nick VK7 Double Whiskey has run since the outbreak of COVID. The test net on 3580 at 7 p.m. Four stations on the test net: Rick VK7HPR, Phil VK7ZPD, Roscoe VK7ALH, and Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Rick was establishing a benchmark of signal reports to be able to make the comparisons with future changes in his station setup. Nick was testing a homebrew 40 milliwatt AM transmitter, which was heard by Roscoe and Phil. Propagation was very good. The TechNet as VK7TAZ followed at 7:30 p.m. local time on 3.567 MHz with 10 stations and Nick VK7 Double Whiskey as the net controller. VK7ALB Peter is very happy with his Russian valves G17B7Bs finally arrived after several months in transit. VK7 Alpha Nancy Al called in with 5 watts. VK7PD Phil streamed the net's audio with Paul VK7KPA on Discord. VK7DW Andrew is in repair mode having suffered a damaged encoder on his rig whilst operating portable. VK7ALH Roscoe explained how his new ZS6 type antenna is not only double the size but also extended version 2. VK7HPR Rick further extended his benchmark with additional reports from those on the TechNet. VK3MKE. Keith, remind us of the Fred Bales Electronics in a weatherboard house just down the road from him and the Fred Bales sticker on his FT101. VK7KPA, Paul, popped in to give reports. VK7KT, Graham, gave a detailed signal reports. And VK3FSGA, Stuart, was testing his station setup from Cockatoo, 60 kilometres east of Melbourne. With a couple of late call-ins, VK7PD and VK72STG, Steve, after net Nick's QSY to 3.580 for further tests with his 40 milliwatt AM rig, which was heard by several local stations, and then with audio by VK3MKE near Mount Dandenong, and carrier only by VK2STG near Cooma, 40 milliwatts. That's not bad. Thanks, Paul, VK7KPA, for hosting Discord, and Phil, VK7ZPD, with 8 stations logged in. Online topics and photos included. Photos of VK7W Whiskey Nick, latest 2-transistor, QRP AM rig and circuit. VK7ZPD Phil's WSPR contact with a balloon over the Antarctic and his Mums of the World linear amp. A warm hello to those also listening in but can't transmit, and those who listen to us on SDRs around the world via the internet, wherever you may be. Please note there may not be in the net next Wednesday. This is because the AGM on Wednesday evening at the Antarctic Club Rooms. This is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, or Double Scotch, on behalf of the Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, now signing clear. 2021 membership fees. To all those members who have not yet paid their 2021 subs, a reminder that you are that you became officially listed as unfinancial on the register as of the 1st of January. If you are in that boat, then this might be an appropriate time to remedy that situation. In case you have forgotten, Intark's 2021 membership fees are $35 for a full voting member and $5 for additional family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. If you are not an Intark member, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past but have let the membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. Why not pop into the club room on Friday during coffee hours and collect an application? You'll be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we'd be happy to receive your contribution, either in person at the club meeting or coffee mornings, or by post to PO Box 275, Launceston 7250. Any donation will be glad to be accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeated projects. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. February Annual General Meeting. This is your final reminder that the Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 10th of February 2021 at the NTARC Club Rooms. Archer Street, Rochelle, commencing at 19:30 hours or 7:30 p.m. local. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2020 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasury's report and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee person for 2021. Please note that no items of special business were received by the closing date of 4th of February, so there can now be no discussion of items beyond those standing agenda items just listed in this segment. All current office holder and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM, and we advise that nominations for all those positions are now closed, the closure date for which was the close of business on the 4th of February 2021. Members are reminded that they will need to have paid their 2021 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 19:30 hours to be able to vote at the Annual General Meeting. Final reminder to all those that are required to write reports that time has well and truly marched up, so let's hope you have put pen to paper. It would be appreciated if a hard copy of your report could be sent to the following email, which is intark.emails@gmail.com. by tomorrow, Monday the 8th of February, to assist in the preparing of the necessary paperwork for the AGM. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting. Supper will then follow afterwards. Future events. TechNet session, Wednesday the 17th of February at 19:30 hours or 7:30 p.m. Hosted by Nick of VK7 Whiskey on 3.5 HRO MHz. The TechNet is preceded by the TestNet, also hosted by Nick at 1900 hours, 7 or 7 p.m. local, on 3.567 MHz for any stations wishing to test their homebrew transmitters, repaired equipment, new acquisitions, etc. Nick is able to accommodate SSB, AM and CW transmission and is always happy to hear from any station wishing to utilise the net. TechNet Night. Wednesday the 24th of February at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. The Discord online session that normally accompanies the TechNet 80 metre event will also be alive, Murphy permitting, to allow members who cannot be present in person to contribute their participation via that medium. Equine Endurance event, Saturday the 27th of February. This will be our first ride for the year. It is the Jewel Sheen Memorial Ride and is being held at Sassafras. This is a day ride consisting of three rides, they being an 80, 40 and 20 kilometre event. NTARC will be setting up two checkpoints plus comms base. If you insist on the day, then please contact our safety comms coordinator Norm, VK7KTN, by email, which is safetycomms@ntarc@gmail.com, or catch up with him at the coffee on Friday. Sassafras is a pleasant 1 hour drive from Launceston and a great way to support the community activity utilising your amateur radio skills. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up times is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently we have a few cards awaiting collection from past deliveries. Finally, a reminder to all those members, if you have any items of news you would like to add to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, which is ntarc.emails@gmail.com. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will greatly be appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary NTARC Incorporated. Now over to news from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Reece presentation. Listening to the planets. We are very lucky to have Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ, giving us a presentation on listening to the planets. Dichromatic radio emissions from the planet Jupiter were first identified by Burke and Franklin while calibrating a 22 MHz antenna array in Maryland, USA in 1955. This was later confirmed by data collected by Alex Shane in Australia some 4 years earlier and opened a new field of planetary astronomy. This talk is a brief outline of the early history of dichromatic radio astronomy and how observations in Tasmania and New Zealand between 1971 and 1975 provide the first dynamic spectra of Jovian radio bursts. Whew. In the true ANZAC tradition, all this was achieved on a shoestring budget and using an early generation of domestic videotape recorders in a way their manufacturer never intended. This should be a fantastic talk, as it was the subject of Mike's PhD. We also stream the presentation on Reece's YouTube channel, so see you there, and that 73 is from the Reece Committee. Annual General Meeting Wrap-Up. The Reece AGM was held Sunday, the 31st of January, 2021. Reports were received from all the office and ex officio office holders, and it was reported that Reece is in a good financial position, even though we have renovated the club rooms and replaced all the lighting with LED panel lighting. The committee has not changed, with Justin, VK7TW, as president, Hayden, VK7HH, as vice president, Tony, VK7VKT, secretary, David, VK7FABE, treasurer, committee members Larry, VK7WLH, and Richard, VK7ZBX. Ex officio office holders are Clubroom Officer Paul, VK7 FPCL, QSL and Awards Manager Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, Repeater Coordinator Damien, VK7 SD, Events Presentation Officer Justin, VK7 TW, Education Officer and Assessor Reg, VK7 KK, and IT Officer Ben, VK7 BEN. The AGM was followed by a productive discussion about the future of 6-metre repeater VK7 RAD. The outcome being that the new commercial diplexer would be purchased, and once that was installed, then experiments with antenna polarisation would be undertaken in cooperation with 6-metre repeater users. And we finished with a barbecue. And that 73 is from the Reese Committee. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Radio News Broadcast. VK7 RAD Digital Voice Repeater Update. With increasing popularity of digital voice modes, the VK7 RAD Digital Voice Repeater has had a slight configuration change, with the DMR Talk Group 505, which is Australia-wide, now requiring user keying to activate rather than being permanently linked. All this means is that before you put out a call on TG505, that you key using your press to talk for a couple of seconds, release, and then press to talk to talk. The reason for the change is to stop the repeater from being tied up by interstate TG505 traffic, which locks people out of using other modes on the repeater while active. Please note other talk groups such as 3807 remain permanently linked. And that 73 is from Ben, VK7BEN, and Scott, VK7HSE. Training assessments. RIS Next Foundation Training and Licence Assessment Day on Saturday the 27th of March 2021 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then grab your copy of the Foundation Licence Manual from the Caltech Service Station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Roads in Moona for $35 cash. And please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reese Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you will be coming along by phoning him on 0417 391 607 or email, which is assessor@reese.asn.au. And check out the Reese Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. The presentation last Wednesday night started with Rex VK7MO doing a review of the recent DBUS 2020/4 article, where Rex and Richard of VK7ZBX outlined their FST and FSTW contacts from White Hills to Mount Wellington and Tea Tree. Rex then took the audience through the high-powered switching FET upgrade to the optical transmitters. This FET is capable of switching up to 200 amps of current at audio frequencies. Thanks, Rex. Justin of VK7 Tangled Whiskers then took the audience through his research of antenna tuning unit designs and the differences between ARRL and RSGB approaches. The ARRL transmatch approach involves roller or tapped inductor, where RSGB approach was a Z-match. Originally taken from the valve PA tank circuit, where the NO is connected directly to the tank circuit for a multi-band tuned LC circuit. Lewis Varney, GR5V, played with the taps and inductors to get better match and concluded good multi-band, however, traditional link inductor coupled antenna tuning units was overall better. Justin then showed an example of a Z match from his late OM VK5TW. Justin then went into the design for a simplified single coil Z match form, the design of VK5BR Lloyd Butler. We finished the recent announcement of the release of WSJT-X2.3.GA. General availability. We take a fortnight break due to the Wednesday being that Reese presentation night. And that's 73 is from Justin, VK7TW. Now, history news. The Carrington Flare Event. Back on the 1st and the 2nd of September 1859, during a solar cycle 10, which lasted from 1855 to 1867, there was a massive solar coronal mass ejection, or CME, out of the Sun directed towards Earth. This event included the largest geomagnetic storm on record and was recorded by British astronomers Richard Carrington and Richard Hodgson. A solar storm of this magnitude occurring today would cause widespread electrical disruptions, blackouts and damage due to extended outages of the electrical grid. The solar storm in 2012 was of similar magnitude, but it passed Earth's orbit without striking the planet. A CME event that is directed towards Earth usually takes several days to travel the 150 million kilometres in distance. However, the Carrington flare only took around 17.6 hours to reach Earth, which was believed to be due to the previous flare which cleared the way for the major flare. During the event, auroras were seen in the Caribbean, Hawaii, as far north as Queensland, southern Japan and China. Telegraph systems around the world were reported to be giving telegraph operators electric shocks, and some operators reported that they could not continue to operate even though they had disconnected their batteries. In 1909, the Australian gold miner C.F. Herbert retold his observations in a letter to the Daily News in Perth, which is, "I was gold digging in Rokewood, about 5 miles from Rokewood Township in Victoria. Myself and two mates looking out of the tent saw a great reflection in the southern heavens, and at about 7 o'clock p.m., in about half an hour, a scene of almost unspeakable beauty presented itself. Lights of very imaginable colour were issuing from the southern heaven. Once the colour fading away to only to give place to another, is possible more beautiful than the last, the streams mounting to the zenith, but always becoming a rich purple when reaching there, and always curling around, leaving a clear strip of sky, which may be described as four fingers held at arm's length. The northern side from the zenith was also illuminated with beautiful colours, always curling around at the zenith, but consistent to be merely reproduction of the southern display, as all colours south and north always corresponded. It was a sight to be forgotten, and was considered at the time to be the greatest aurora recorded. The rationalists and pantheists saw nature in her most exquisite robes, recognizing divine immanence, immutable law, cause and effect. The superstitious and fanatical had dire forebodings and thought the foreshadowing of the Armageddon and final dissolution. In June 2013, a joint venture from researchers at Lloyd's of London at Atmospheric and Environmental Research, or AER, in the United States, used data from the Carrington event to estimate the cost of a similar event in the present to the US alone at $0.6 to $2.6 trillion. Less severe storms occurred in 1921 and 1960 when widespread radio disruption was reported. The March 1989 geomagnetic storm knocked out power across large sections of Quebec. On the 23rd of 2012, a Carrington-class solar superstorm, solar flare, coronal mass injection, and solar EMP was observed, its trajectory narrowly missed Earth. Sourced and summarised from Wikipedia. Now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 noon, midday at the Glebe Gardens, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee session, Rochelieu Club Rooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC, Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 24th of February, Rochelieu Club Rooms in Launceston. NTARC, Tech Neck Session, Wednesday the 17th of February. Northwest of VK7, Wednesday from 20:00 local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD, which is 146.625 with a 600 offset and 141.3 tone. Northwest VK7 again, Thursday commencing at 09.30 UTC or 20.30 local, Northwest Tassie 2-metre DX Net on 144.120 upper sideband. Reist, Microwave QSO Party following after Sunday broadcast, on 1296.15 MHz FM. Rest, WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group, meeting in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Rest, DATV Experiments Nights from 7:30pm live in the club rooms, also on DVBT, RF and YouTube streaming. And Sewing Circle Net, daily commences at 1800 on 3.640 MHz. Events, Rhys, 10th of February 2021, listening to the Planets presentation by Mike VK7MJ, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 7:30pm. NTARC, 10th of February 2021, Annual General Meeting from 7:30pm in the Rochelle Club Rooms. And a reminder for those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader is VK7RI, okay? Repeaters, VK7 Rhys. Sorry, repeaters, Rest, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTR and TVG. Westcote Radio Group, Cato Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres of VK7GS, 80 metres of VK7JGD, 40 metres of VK7DG, 20 metres of VK7TPE, 10 metres of VK7VKT, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. And please note that we're now on the 2021 roster, which can be downloaded from the VK7ARNewsGroup.io group files area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters of VK7RAA in the northern VK7 and VK7RTC in the southern VK7. In the northwest, it can be heard at 8:30pm on repeaters of VK7RTV and VK7RDR digital ATV on 445.5 MHz in the Ulverston area and via the BATC VK7AX video stream. A huge thank you to all those people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to, or have just missed, VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. And for further information about the broadcast, you can find that at vk7amateurradionewsgroup.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now reclosing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during callback. For the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we wish you a safe and happy 2021, and it's 73s from Rick, VK7RI.